Yeah, well, what is very clear under this government is they are trying to normalise the crisis that we're seeing in health, and it should never be normalised. One person lying on our hospital trolleys or not being able to get a hospital bed is one too many. But the fact that we had over 1,100 last month is just a damning indictment of a government that's failing vulnerable patients and vulnerable healthcare workers also in terms of our staff at the hospital. And, you know, when you actually look at what happened over a decade ago, we did have people without a bed, but it was 81 during the period of November. Now it is over 1,100 people, and we expect that only to get worse under this government. The fact that they have failed to deliver a quarter of the beds that they promised 2 years ago, again, just shows that this government is incapable of solving the health crisis, and indeed the longer they remain in place, I believe the worse this crisis will get. Very clear that this government has failed to plan across all streams of health. We have as many people that are delayed discharges, people that should be leaving our hospitals right across the state as there are waiting to get into it, but they're not able to leave because the step-down facilities aren't there. The investment, the planning hasn't been done, whether it's home care packages or whether it's our community hospitals. And this has now turned into a huge crisis, and I believe it's only going to get worse because of the housing crisis, which is now intertwined with the health crisis. Many of our nurses are telling us that they see no future in the country, that rents are too high, that some can't find places to stay, can't find places to rent or to buy, and are looking further afield. And when we hear from some of our main training hospitals and colleges that over half of graduates are planning to emigrate, that is a serious alarm bell for the future of health service. So, you know, as I said to the minister last night, and I gave the example that was raised on Highland Radio in relation to Tanya and her son Oisin, who waited 32 hours in the hospital and left because they weren't getting the bed that they needed. This morning, again, our party president, Mary Lou McDonald, raised the case of a person in Limerick who waited 5 days for a hospital bed. And this is not acceptable. It should never be normalised. It's a scandal and it needs to be addressed. But unfortunately, I don't believe this government has the ability to address it with the people that they have in office.
And unfortunately, when we look at these figures and we see the number 1,108, we forget that this is actual people rather than just statistics.
Absolutely. Like, and, you know, we're hearing about it just far too often. And as I said, you know, it is normalised and, you know, we can all become a wee bit numb to all of this kind of stuff. But, you know, in some of these cases, every single one is a human story. You know, and some of them are elderly. Some of them are very vulnerable. Some of them are patients with intellectual disabilities who are agitated, who are anxious, you know, who are sitting for hours on end and indeed in some cases days on end, waiting for a hospital bed. And, you know, in the middle of all of this here, talk to any one of those parents, talk to any one of those patients. They can only speak highly of our nurses, of our staff, of our porters, of all of the people in terms of our hospital who are just at their end of their wits as well, knowing that there's such a crisis in Letterkenny University Hospital as there is in other areas. And it's just not acceptable either for our staff or for our patients.